So here in this verse from Kapildev describing how living entity suffered from the very birth and how miserable is material condition of life. Which was said, despite such miserable condition, due to spell of Maya, forgetfulness, Maya means with the ignorance, we forget everything and become enamored by the present so-called happiness, which is described as actually no more than a counteraction of distress. So, Krishna also said this, that this life is, here, is dukkhalayam. Ultimately, you have to suffer. Because there are some basic problems. Say, but, here it is saying, say, but, after conception, we can see how he goes through so many difficulties. And when he come out from the womb, he forgets everything. Even as a child, some bugs are biting him, and he's feeling pain, he cannot express. The mother may be thinking he's hungry, they are speculating, but he is not, his misery, his problem is not gone. So, but we forget it, all these things, by so-called enamored. Being enamored by the present so-called happiness. Happiness means so-called pleasure, little. Say of tongue or other sensitive organs. But the very basic thing we don't know, which our Bhagavad Gita is giving, what is our actually identity, what is our constitutional position. We are not this body. First, this we know. This basic thing you have to know. Very basic. Otherwise, everything is useless. You don't know what you are. Whatever you are doing is of no use. So, here, giving Kapildev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, he is giving this knowledge. These are food for thought for educated people, so called. Those are thinkers, they are seeker of truth. They are always looking at what is the purpose of my existence? What is the purpose of it? What is the goal? Why you are here? If we don't ask this question, so the great sages saying we are no better than other lower beings like animals, hogs, dogs. They are also eating, sleeping, mating, and depending. We are also doing the same thing. We are born, we must one day die, you know. And in between, we have got struggle for existence. And we go through janma, mrityu, bardha, old age, disease. Nobody wants. But he is forced. So, whoever it may be, forced on us. So, we must see here the existence of some controller. Nobody can say, I am not controlled. Can anybody say, I am not controlled? Yeah. Everybody is controlled. These are food for thought. So, those who are thoughtful, this is food for them. You think, is that all? Is eating, sleeping, just little maybe better than other. Dogs and hogs we are doing, but you don't know. After death, what I did, so much worked hard for enjoyment, after that I don't become a, get a human body. So you are seeing already there, hogs, dogs, camels, bear, other insects, So it is foolishness. We have to accept this thing. You may enjoy now. Later on, you become a hog. What will happen? It's such a risky thing. But here, the solution is given. If you at least, whether you accept it or not, at least you can think you are running such a risk. So, scientists, those are really big scientists, they also say Newton, he say, it seems like all this he's seeing this creation, these stars, planets, their movement, and the solar system, the well-known scientist once said, Newton, that there must be an intelligent being, there must be the hand of an intelligent being behind this. It's kind of such a wonderful way it is, nature is working. Even Einstein, he also. And Newton was humble. And he found some of the laws and he said, this is nothing. I'm just picking up a few pebbles. That means so much truth there in the sea beach. So many pebbles. I picked up one or two. This approach is good. Usually, so-called education we get in academy, college, institution. Prabhupada went there. Prabhupada asked the same question. When he went to universities, many, say Harvard University. Yeah. I see you have got so many departments. But is there any department? He gives us the knowledge of soul. Soul means consciousness. Symptom of soul is not matter. We are dealing with so many faculties. This is the beginning. We don't know. Now, the big so-called persons whom we think in our estimation, big person, now, after his body is finished, his existence, we don't know where he has gone. Nobody knows. But here is a sign. It gives us knowledge about this. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, starting with Bhagavad Gita. You can see here how details given, just like medical science. Like observing, you can tell how after conception, the body is developing. In so many days, like this, it comes to this form, a P form, then you have manifest 9 holes, then hands, feet coming, manifesting. Now, they didn't have instruments like X-ray, CT scan, MRI, all these things. Now, how did they tell all these things in detail? And it is telling with the modern medical science. Yes, it is exactly this way. So you can see these great sages, they are also had knowledge. Science also trying to find all these things. That's not it. But the process is different. That's all. They're simply doubting. Here, one is called ascending process. With my talent, ability, I'm trying to find the truth. Here, the sages, those who are called, their process is different. Or it's called paradigm. Different. What? They accept if this knowledge coming from higher authority, not from a mundane plane. Apurusha, from higher authority is coming down in disciplic succession. And this is authentic, everyone. We cannot question here. You yourself, we should practice and then realize. This is another thing. Realize means it will be revealed within the heart. Their process. Here, spiritually say, one to be in knowledge, one has to be a liberated soul, who is free from making error, cheating, free from illusion, and bhram, mistake, making mistake, free from this. They call liberated soul. And we are listening from them, taking this knowledge. Everybody is here, prone to make mistake, with illusion, cheat, he will say, I think, and thus he will hypothesize, speculate. This is one. We don't ignore that, but you see, they know all this. So Prabhupada asked to intelligent person, giving his food for thought, please think. Science is saying one thing, after sometimes they change also. But this thing, what millions of years ago Krishna said, Srimad Bhagavatam said, nobody is changing. They didn't have radio telescope or anything, but they are telling the distance between sun, planet, and of course many things is different. Sun and earth, the distance is telling with what science is saying. So their knowledge there of superior quality. You get direct knowledge by direct perception with the senses. This is not so good according to Vedic system. The other thing there, pratyaksha and parokkha from higher authority. See science, I am saying, seeing as the sun and the moon just like a disk. It's not that. Direct perception say like that. Not good. But science saying no. Huge. So many times bigger than this earth. Can think. This is called parokkha. Then higher than that can get better. Aparokkha, beyond this knowledge. By samadhi one can get it realized. Beyond that, this is the beginning of spiritual science. It's called adhokshaja. Adhok kritam akshajam gyanam. That with your senses you collect, get knowledge, gather, far beyond this. When the senses are used, are purified by engaging in the service of the Supreme Being, they become purified. Sarvapadhi vinir muktam. Becoming free from all our false ego designation. And then surrendering to the Supreme Authority, not challenging, approaching. Because Bhagavad-gita said, Nahaṁ prakāsa sarvasya. He, the Supreme Being, deserves the right of revealing or not. Because he is independent. So if somebody surrenders, then he says, being pleased, he may reveal. This is another process. This knowledge coming down this way. Though very old, nobody is changing anything so far. No. You change it. There could be sometime difference there, one scripture to another. The seekers of the truth, they are accepting this. Now, beyond that I won't go. Some cardiologist also in Canada once said like that. I sometime try to transplant heart, but I find sometimes that the patient, eyes, face, suddenly become, light is fading away from the eyes. So at once, I perceive, I am sure, I am sure, 100%, is lacking, this body is lacking something. And then heart beating stop. So I request the scientist to inquire, what is lacking? What is gone from this body? And Prabhupada wrote a letter to him. I forgot his name. He was a famous cardiologist in Canada, world famous. Wrote what Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita about, now you are not this body, it's like a something where from the consciousness coming is the soul is there, which is very, very subtle, just like air is subtle. Subtler than air is ether, subtler than that is mind. These are all matter though, no consciousness. Subtler than mind is intelligent. But beyond that, not even that, 10,000 part of a tip of a hair top. So, is the dimension. That means you cannot comprehend. Therefore, consciousness comes. Do you know what is consciousness? Everybody knows. And many scientists say it is not within the jurisdiction of physics, chemistry, biology. There is something there. So these are food for thought, we are saying, and Prabhupada asked this thing to the so-called, those who are coming from the academic line, scientists, philosophers, point, draw attention. Then, more than that, I won't say. Now, I will say simply time is short. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this thing. Shankaracharya, Jamunacharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, all things. They are big acharya, they are all liberated soul. They are all confirming. Same thing about the soul. So it is not something by, it is authentic. It is authentic, not by some layman or somebody saying, by boat, something like that. So we should accept it, take it seriously on this thing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, especially those who are born in India, those who are future of this country. One day I see many of you come from college, university, so I now tell about this thing. Since you are born in this culture, they know from their childhood that every action there is reaction. We may now directly see or not see. Born in this culture. So it is easy for them to practice, realize and preach. And he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can give this knowledge. This is the only one and only one responsibility. All Indians, Baba said. Nothing, no other responsibility. This is the main responsibility. That they can give this knowledge to the rest of the world. They are most eligible. Of course, others can. Learning, then they can give. They are giving also. But those are born specially in India. It is their only responsibility. Bharat Bhumite, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Manushya Janma Hilo Ja. Not any Tom, Dick, Harry eating, sleeping, mating, not for them. Intelligent class. You come from school, colleges, university. Janam Sarthak Kari means you read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, you digest it, and then you give this knowledge to others. And people know they come from this background, they will accept it. So they are hankering after this thing. Krishna said Bhagavad Gita, this is Rajavidya, this is the king of all knowledge. Very subtle, king of all knowledge. Rajagujam, most confidential knowledge. And secret, sacred also. Pavittam idam uttamam. You have to go beyond the mode of passion and ignorance. Everybody in this world, 98% are in the mode of passion and ignorance. So they don't give importance to this. To a swine, if you give pearl necklace, will he appreciate? To the hog, if you give pearl necklace, will he appreciate? Unfortunately, those who are simply eating, sleeping, mating, and dancing, I am a disco dancer, that, because this is nut case actually. So Prabhupada says that's why, they are rascal. But, well, yes, one is a mode of goodness. Eating food in the mode of goodness, leading simple life, he can. But work simply hard, very, very work hard, like a shudra. Even elephant is not working hard, but he is healthy, he is happy. Why should he work? He will eat poor chapati or some rice, this, that. Why you work hard? This is shudra and ignorance. He may have a stamp, this, that degree, but actually he doesn't know the meaning, purpose of life and the purpose of his existence. But everybody is looking for happiness, no doubt. That is the goal of life, no doubt. But they don't know how to get there. Here it is said, Prabhupada said, they, Srimad Bhagavatam said, how to become always joyful. Brahma Bhuta, you come to spiritual platform, you know your spirit, and come to spiritual platform, then at once you feel always joyful, free from tension. You can check even from the fruit of the result. Of the result you can judge. Look at the faces of the devotee. Those who get up early in the morning, take bath, say bright faces. indicating free from tension. Yes or no? It's not like a, how are you? And you give a smile, which appears like a, what is it, Colgate smile. You see the television? You know that, this is not natural smile. Or a club, laughing club. But you see the devotees, they're chanting, dancing. Unless you're blissful, how can you for hours chant and dance? Because they're associating with the bliss, embodiment of bliss is Krishna. Everybody want to become always blissful, enjoy the life every moment. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that. Pratipadam, every moment he is joyful. Sampanam, anandam buddhivardhanam. That is real happiness. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. And those who have never heard of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhagavad Gita, now millions of people practicing, simply chant Hare Krishna. It is a prayer. You don't have to give up anything and take food in a mode of goodness. That's all. And associate with the devotees. That's all. You are not giving up anything in this world. You have your job, you work, you have your family, everything. Just add this. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Ultimately, whole world will follow. He said, every town, every village throughout the world, one day they will follow this. There will be one culture. Now, great thinkers from time immemorial, they are trying to have peace and making one family like that, one race like that. In order to have one family, all brothers, you have to have a common father. Now it is not medieval age. This is, have so many boundaries. This is my country, that country. This is now beyond that. That's it. Whole world is trying to make one unite, League of Nations, United Nations. But actually we find it's not happening. Because there is no common interest to please one that supreme intelligent being. If you think he possesses everything. Isha Basang Idangsang. Everything belongs to him. Well, whether you call Christian or you call Allah or you call Krishna, they all accept this thing. This is common. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. This is what Prabhupada preached. I am not Hindu, I am not Muslim, I am not Christian. I am servant of that supreme intelligent being. And we glorify him. Everything belongs to him. Now, what is the problem? Not only human being, all living entities, don't hurt them. They are also the right to enjoy. Right? Then you find you will be also happy. This is Prabhupada asked, why don't you dissolve all parliament, this, that, by any means, and establish? Prabhupada said, no. I can set up an example showing a sample. Look, here, those who are fighting India, Pakistan, Russia, America, South Korea, North Korea, Arab, Israel. Here, look, they are. Here is ISKCON. They are all. They have got only common interest to please their supreme being. No, I don't say I am a Arab, I am a Hindu, I am Indian, I am Chinese, and fight with India. No capitalism, no communism. They won't win. They will always only fight like, what is that? In a balance. They dividing roti and he is eating up that one guy who is winning. And both guy losing everything. There is a story, no? Monkey and cat. That story. Nobody will ultimately have, but Krishna say, how you become happy. Bhuktaram, Krishna, or God, or supreme intelligent being. He is the owner of everything. He didn't bring anything. Neither you can take it away with you. Even if you have got a 100-story building, if you have got more supreme, powerful country, you cannot take it. Neither you got it. You made it yourself. It belongs to you. Then. Suhidam Sabha, he is our best friend. That is all scriptures say there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this thing. And he said, a day will come, everywhere you have got some authentic name of God. Some cannot tell God's name, it is in secret. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is God's name. Krishna, I am giving. You don't have. I am giving. Why don't you try? And you take the prasad, offer to him everything, mode of goodness, food in the mode of goodness, fruits, flowers, vegetables. Why hurt other living entities? No. Give more of and see how life becomes blissful. Everybody will be joyful. You don't encroach others' property. And see how life will be. Then there will be peace also. Shantim Richadi. Bhokta Ram Jagatasvam Sarvalokamayam Suhidam. He is the best well-wisher of all living energy. Shantim Richadi. Knowing this, those who believe in this and act accordingly, they get peace. United Nations, no peace. That is calling you. No? Why don't you? 1% from India, one, single-handed, his divine Gesi Bhuktan from Calcutta, from India. He went penniless almost, $3. He built this all, he's gone. In 10 years, with the help of some good boys and girls from America and Europe. Now, if others come forward from India, how much work can be done? We may not be like Bhaktivedanta Swami, who knows? But at least so much work can be done if we work together. That is my appeal. That is my request to you. I am just repeating what my Guru said, His Divine Grace. Simply, I am not a scholar. Repeat what He said. You don't have to know so much. What is the use of knowing? Computer also, I've got so many things. He has no independence. He doesn't know how to act. You know how to act. This is human being. Otherwise, you're carried away by the mode of mode of passion and ignorance. No better than other animal. Now, where is President Kennedy? Where is so-called big, world-renowned scientists, poets, dramatists? We don't know. Here is a science. This is very important. Think. Here is a solution there. You chant Hare Krishna, be Krishna. You don't have to give up everything. Your school, college, university, your profession, your near and dear one. No? Make them mold their life like this. On Krishna conscious philosophy. We don't say, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Laden follower. No. Now say, any question or comment. It is not that I will give you a satisfactory, to satisfy some answer. But what our previous acharya says, if I know, I will tell you. They are liberated soul. We are not speculating. Anything. Others are speculating. They have to speculate. They cannot answer this. They cannot say that their process will bring peace. So far, all failed. League of Nations, United Nations. Here is an example. Why don't you accept it? This is my request. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Now, few minutes left. I don't want to upset other, you know, after class, other program. So I want to finish everything in time. And invite some comment or question relevant to what I say. If I know, I'm trying to answer. Don't waste your life. First, newcomers, please. Don't waste your life. Life is human life, but is extremely valuable. It is also uncertain. Any moment you don't have control, you may just lose this opportunity. For time, you cannot tell so long. Maybe you may not know, we are saying, the 8,400,000 species will be going on, yes. Why not take this thing? Because if they hesitate, there could be various reasons. Some hesitate because of his past memory, attachment. Some hesitate thinking of future. I don't know what makes them hesitant. Yeah, it's true, they're hesitant. But you save yourself and then tell others your experience. You try to save others. That is our goal. Actually, we are not trying, how can I make my life blissful and first foremost save myself. No, no. We are doing, at the same time, the devotees are very broad-minded, try to. Suppose you enjoy something, and say you get something wonderful, sublime, you try to share with others. Yeah. That's, your idea is very good. Your question is also good. That we do like. He knows, he's a college student, this boy child. If you can make, when somebody is going to college, they're very broad-minded. The old people, they have got past faith, belief, experience. It's very difficult. Shake it off. Sometimes, in an iron, there is something. Rust. Then to take it out is difficult. But something fresh. Then you give something and they take it because they are broad-minded, they are not biased. Easy. So you are the future of the country or the world. Now if you accept something new, you can give it a serious thinking and you find it something valuable, you can make proper use of it. Your life in that direction. Others may not like. Every father knows, mother knows, if you ask him, even on a serious question, in your whole life, do you find life is very pleasant, this, that? Then they will hesitate. Though they suffered, they know. She will say, my darling, listen, they won't tell you lies. Eh? There is always happiness, this, that. Because they are very attached. They are ignorant. They don't know any moment all these things is like a dream, will be taken away. But still, the weakness. You have to shake it off. To save yourself, to save others. Otherwise, you run such a risk. You thought that suppose you now go back to again 8,400,000 species. What a risk. Would you take this risk? Would you take this risk? Is it not foolish? But since people are in a mode of passion ignorance, you cannot understand. He doesn't take it seriously. He's more or less two-legged animal. Instead of saying that, we are simply saying he is eating, he is sleeping, he is mating, depending. We are also doing that. Maybe a little better way, different way. So what is the difference? We are just polished animal. Some people accept that. Some university students say, do you know what he said? Swamiji, he said to Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, if I become next life dog, what's harm? What's wrong? Can you think of? You want anybody to become a hog, dog, insect in a stool? Who want? Nobody want. But there is possibility. You cannot say no. Can you say no? It's not possible. No, he cannot say that. He don't know. Where from all these things coming? Nobody knows. Now where do you go after death? They also cannot answer. We can say something. Nobody is saying anything. Where Gandhi has gone, President Kennedy killed, and where he has gone? Nobody knows. We are giving something. Why didn't you accept it? By the time he will waste you, you don't know, you may not be here, you may become one of them. Then? Give it a serious thought. I have not come here to something put on your brainwashing. No. I'm just welcoming you. You give it a serious thought. You've got a bright, you can make your future bright. Blissful. You are not sacrificing so much thing, nothing. You're just simply adding Krishna conscious philosophy in your life. That's all. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had renounced order people. He had got family men of different coming from different walks of life, most of them. He can become engineer, still follow practice. But if you like, he may also completely devote him. It is up to you. But take this philosophy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, if you don't take, others will take. Then the foreigners, now Indians and Ramadhi, foreigners, so many there, so many they are preaching nicely. But you can preach better because you are born in this culture, your conviction will be stronger. You have got more opportunity, scope, facility. No doubt. You are born and brought up in this culture. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specially says, the born in India, Prabhupada says, you have got no other responsibility, save and accept this. Become Krishna conscious, make others Krishna conscious. Krishna will provide you. He is the proprietor of everything. Others working under others, somebody working for, and he get his maintenance. If somebody supreme proprietor is working, They only provided everything. Prabhupada took 40 rupees. In 10 years, Prabhupada said, look, I am maintaining 251 temple, maybe 25 boys and girls, and a big temple 250. I brought from India 40 rupees worth $3. Now here, maybe 40 crores is rolling, because otherwise to maintain 25 devotees or 250 devotees, having buildings, their clothing every day, their food, the car, the petrol, preaching book, when does all these things come? If you, there is a saying in India, if you worship Narayan, automatically Lakshmi will go there. She won't go anywhere. But you are not worshipping Narayan. You are putting in pocket and a bag. You say, oh, you are a polished Ravan. And Ravan, whole family, finish. Ravan himself, no. The modern age, everybody is a little Ravan. Putting others in distress, make them cry, taking away the Lord's property, which does not belong to him, want to, for his own enjoyment. I will enjoy. They are not. He can enjoy as much as God provides. Devotees see, they are nice prasad, their clothing, their shelter, everything. Krishna provides. Even what to speak, even in the forest, so many tigers, elephants, there are so much for their maintenance. They see good health. They don't go to hospital. But they don't have injuries, disease. How is this so? Nature. They say, nature works wonderfully. But they don't know. We ask them to explain nature. So-called scientists, they can give, you know, good explanation how nature works. Nature, naturally question, whose nature? Lord's nature. Maya Adhyakshena, under my superintendence, my order, nature is working. You are forced. Everybody is, every moment he is controlled. Who can say no? You are hungry. Can say, no, I won't eat. Can anybody tell that? No. A liberated soul is free. Force you to drink water because you are thirsty. You are forced to be diseased. Forced to die. Who is? Somebody is controlling. Maybe we cannot comprehend what sort of that intelligent being that they are throwing light on this. Who is that being? We don't know. Accept, take the basic thing, accept. Gradually, if you are interested, you practice Krishna consciousness, you will know, he will reveal to you. Maybe method is different. This is also science. We can also show this is science. You see how nice description is given step by step, every phase, how he is developing body. Exactly like science. Why don't you say science? This is not a blind faith. You can fool others. Fool few people for some time. All people, all time, you cannot fool millions of people practicing Krishna consciousness. In communist country, where they don't accept God. We have got more clans in communist country, more followers. Said clans. Excuse me. Followers. We are not brainwashing them. Some suffered in jail. So many still sticking to it. Suffered great loss, lost their own child, lost husband, still sticking to it. He must have got something very valuable so that he or she can sacrifice so much. Now you are born in India. You've got a great responsibility. You're born and brought up in this culture. You can give this thing easily to others. Can understand is better. Yes, Mataji. Not question. Please ask relevant question. Otherwise, some other time. Because it will upset our other programs. After this. I have already taken 10 minutes, 10 into 60, 600 seconds. Please. Go ahead.
But it is always good to be built for us as a minister.
Any extra? I can hear clearly. Somebody can tell. Close. Please. For a grihastha to make progress rapid. This much I heard. For a, unlike brahmachari. Yeah, you have got good point. But Prabhupada said, hey, you have to face the reality. You cannot take brahmachari life, sannyasi life, but grihastha also, their example, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Many, who says only, but brahmachari life you can really, real brahmachari you become, because you don't have that much responsibility, you simply work for Krishna. But grihastha can make it like that. Prabhupada was grihastha. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur may not be grihastha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was grihastha. Many great, great devotees was grihastha. Panchapanda was grihastha. Prahlad Maharaj was grihastha. Maharaj Janak was grihastha. Maharaj Ambarish was grihastha. Mahabhagavat, why not you? Draupadi was grihastha. Kunti was grihastha. I can give innumerable examples. Depending on time, circumstance and place, you will find out all these examples and act. Krishna won't ask, were you a brahmachari? Were you a grihastha? Were you a woman? Were you American? Were you Indian? Were you Bengali or Marwari? Uriya? No. Bhakta. Not even bhakta or bhaktin. This is just dress. This is temporary dress. What Krishna sees your bhav. Bhavo grahi janardini. Your mood, your heart. Bhakti relates to heart. External, all these things, bodily, Krishna doesn't accept this in a higher sense. True sense. He is spiritual, he takes spiritual thing. This comes from the heart. You offer your heart to Krishna. But that may be locked up. Isn't it? That may be locked up, reserved for my and mine. You have to go beyond that I and mine. Then mine should be Krishna is mine and I am Krishna's. Then it's okay. A little difficult, but in order to get something very valuable, you have to pay some price accordingly. If you want to cheaply get, then easily you'll give through. Isn't it? So you have to pay high price. You require for that strong determination. If you will give excuse, oh, this difficult, that is not a cheap thing. It is not going to the market, new market, and buy some. I have got so much money. Buy. You get some tiger's milk, something like that. Very difficult. Who can give? Bring tiger's milk. Then tiger will eat him up. That is the saying. So this is much more. Sudurlabha, rarest of the rare, develop love for God. Now at present you have got deep-rooted love for our body, and bodily pleasure. Then next two, which are related to the body, my husband, my wife, my children, my bank balance, so many things. But still, it is better, at least than outside people. We don't know after death whether you become a worm, suppose, an insect, in stool or some, in sewage water. Then millions of life go through. Why do you have got such a invaluable human birth? Make best use of it. And it will never be lost. Other thing, you are now postgraduate, I am Nobel Prize winner. Next life, I don't know. The hawk dog or what, I don't know. Today I am Prime Minister, President of the superpower country. Next life, I become a hawk dog elephant. We don't know. Nobody knows. At least, here we give you promise. No. You chant Hare Krishna, take prasad. And human birth, rest assured. Maybe higher, demigod. Like ant to a human being. To an ant, we are human being like a demigod. We are enjoying million times more. So you can do more. Isn't it better? No? Any question? You get 15 minutes gone. In the affair. Maybe. Yes.
From temple to temple,
Krishna is within your heart. He will reveal, He will guide you. He is called Guru, Cheta Guru. Depending on your sincerity and seriousness and surrender, He will reveal. Je jatha mam prapardante. If you are sincere, like a baby, you know, you tell mother, father, like very transparent, you know, honest, like that. If you to the Lord also, He is within your heart, He is watching your motivation, every action, what you with your body, mind, and words you are doing. Watch. If you are completely surrendered, accordingly He will reciprocate. Saranga saranagati hoive jahar. There are 6 points there in surrender. As you surrender, He will respond. It is also a sign. Every action equals reaction. Like that, this is also a sign. But it is some defective. Your computer defective. Not proper response you don't get. Here also like that. He is perfect. You are not perfect. You are trying to achieve perfection. Try and accordingly you see whether you are responding. You see yourself. This is a sign. He is impartial. Nirapekha. He doesn't depend on you. He is watching you. Watching all of us. This is previous acharyas. They realize this. You can realize. You accept. You follow. You teach others. Je jatha mam prapadyante, according to your surrender, quality, tantat, you have accordingly respond. I shall not say. Tesham satata yukta anam bhajatam priti purvakam. With love and devotion, you serve. Jadami buddhi yogam, I give him knowledge, so that he can come to me. I dispel. Tesham evanukarne, seeing he is working so hard for me, sincerely, he giving up his all near dear ones and everything and sacrificing so hard for myself, I feel compassion. And with a shining lamp, I dispel all his doubt and give him knowledge. From me come remembrance. From me comes forgetfulness. You want to forget? They want to forget God. So you make him forget. Okay, go away from me. And you want to remember me? I help him. I remind him. I give him remembrance. I make him forget. I give him knowledge. You go on examination. Sometimes you try. You may remember, you may not. But chant Hare Krishna, see whether give you. Yes? Yes? You try yourself. You know how the pudding is. You take. You know. So you try. Somebody seeing there is honey in the jar and he is licking. But somebody devotee, he opened the jar and put the finger deep. This is devotional service. You chant, you take prasad, you listen harikatha, you assure devotee, you realize yourself. Pratyakshagamam, directly you can experience is direct. You don't have to ask others. Suppose somebody giving you, offer you food. You are hungry. Now you eat. Do you go to ask anybody, my hunger gone? My appetite gone? No. Do you ask anybody, you feel nourished? You feel it yourself. You are satisfied? You don't ask others, am I satisfied? No, you are. Same thing. You practice Krishna consciousness and you experience yourself. Anymore? 20 minutes gone, I think. Finish, no? Maybe some other time, in noontime I have what I have. You can ask. Always welcome. Maybe tomorrow I will go somewhere, he will take me. One of your place. Maybe Salt Lake or some. Anybody come from Salt Lake, some of you? You can ask. Hare Krishna, please take prasad. No? Please take prasad. Everything is there in Prabhupada's book. You have to have ideal question. The ideal answer is there. Ideal question has got ideal answer. and see your solution to your problem, dispelling your doubt and bewilderment. Understand, dog always barks, but elephant walks through the market. It is the nature of dog. He barks, he is envious, he is peaceful, but he ignores. So dog mentality is not there. He is envious. The material world, who is not envious, tell me. He cannot see other happy, peaceful. So he will always bark. He will try to put you down, discourage you. But you remain peaceful, one day he will see you. He will come to you. So you have to have some determination. So for that, those who are determined, your leader, he will guide you. He has determination. But for the time being, you can ask what I mean. Now when there is a baby, early stage, he asks, get guidance from father and mother, elder brother. Those are more advanced. Always you may not get me. Will you get him?
As you mentioned this verse,
yes.
So the thing is that many times I have seen that when we do something, full surrender it to Krishna, and we have realized many times reciprocation of Krishna. So what happened? I think, why should not I fully join the movement?
And why?
Why should not I fully join the movement?
Because you have got some back, you know, what is it called? Drag. Shall I say drag? Something or past thing which again tendency is there to pull you there. It's natural. Everybody. Everybody's past is not same. Those who did long, they easily accept it. Those who are more pious, easily accept. Those who did some sinful, sometimes doubt. One step and think, shall I go? Shall I go? Natural. It's natural. Don't mind. As you say to the devotees, those who have got strong conviction and chant nicely, follow strictly, exactly, you read them properly, what, how to do all these things. You put the seed, you have to take so much care, you know, to make it strong. A tree, you pour water, make fence, otherwise somebody will walk over, cows. So this is also like that, to nourish. Different phases, stages you have to go through. You are in a school, your goal is, I want to become a Satyan Bose, Einstein. So you have to accordingly result from school. You have to go higher school, higher secondary, college, university, PhD, accept, recognize, yes. Take push-up. Thank you. Mataji. She can ask your answer. She has been long time.
Yes. I know the problem. The main difficulty is what I was actually mentioning, is that brahmachari, they are constantly with the association of the devotee. Vanaprastha, sannyas, they are always amongst a particular group.
Ah, yes. You can become a brahmachari. You leave, you restrain yourself. You control your senses, the moderate eating, moderate sense gratification, relationship with your life partner. You are as good as a brahmachari. There are many great sages in India, used to be all householders. And under them, brahmachari is like their son. And brahmachari treats his wife like a mother. You are right. You do carry on.
I want to do a lot more,
maybe next life, sometime, it's just a time gap. Next life you become like this, sannyasi, brahmachari.
That's my only regret, that why did I become
a this is brahmachari, is a, in terms of time, mahakal, this is a fraction, blinking of eyes, nothing. try to become bhakta. What is the use of brahmacharya? Become Mother Jashoda. She is so, such a great devotee. Why not think? Mother Jashoda, you can become assistant of Mother Jashoda. You are so blissful, taking care of Krishna. Or assistant of Radharani, and cooking for Krishna. So much joy. Yes. You do.
Your class is very nice, Maharaj. You speak like Srila Prabhupada.
You know, I am a parrot of Prabhupada. Parrot. Radharani has got a parrot and Krishna has got a parrot. They are always fighting, but fighting is very sweet. And husband and wife sometimes fight. Brother, sister fight. Then they forgive. They enjoy. This is. So this is also right. Whether brahmachari, whether sannyasi, whether gyastha woman, main thing is to become a pure devotee of Krishna. That is all. Krishna's cowherd boys, they are very happy. Krishna's cowherd girls, they are also happy. They also fight, they also quarrel, but they enjoy later on. They like take rasgulla.
Very nice class, Maharaj. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. This is, if anything nice, all my Guru Maharaj speaking through me. If there is anything wrong, maybe because of me, I am rascal. But if anything good, then my Guru is speaking through me. He told, repeat what I say. Please take prasad. She is Brajavasi. We may not be so fortunate like her. She is a Brajavasi. Doesn't matter. You are living in Vrindavan. Yes. But you always serve Krishna like Mother Jashoda. You feel as if you are in Vrindavan. That is what Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said. My Guru Maharaj Guru. One is 24 hours serving with love and devotion to Krishna. He is a Brajavasi. Another way of looking, who is Brajavasi. But you go to Braja and looking for sense gathering, is it Brajavasi? No.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How come so many girls, boys from the Western country, they are working so hard for Krishna? Whereas may not be that many Indian boys and girls coming. Sometime. I have to tell the truth.
Actually, I am from Bhaktivedanta
Nanak. Huh? I joined there.
You joined there.
I joined in the very place. Okay. At that time, not so it was there. No. That is 1970, 69.
Right.
The many old life members know me.
Yes.
When I come here, look for, where is Subhavu? Now, the Radhanath Maharaj, Bhakti Charan Maharaj goes, many disciples, and some of the disciples say, Maharaj, why don't you come there? Many will be your follower. I say, no, it doesn't matter. They are followers, but they are all followers of Prabhupada.
Yes.
Same father's family.
Same
father's family.
Bhakti
Charan Maharaj. Bhakti Charan Maharaj, many disciples tell me, when you come to England, Charan Maharaj, come to my house. Bhakti Charan Maharaj speaks so much. Far better.
You are also very
Maharaj is speaking very sweet.
You are also speaking very sweet. You just speak just like Srila Prabhupada. I mean, you've been quoting the line by line of his books because he must have read so many.
Because I don't have knowledge. Bhakti Charan Maharaj has knowledge deep.
Yeah.
He's doing big
you
temple with Jain. I like it. He's doing wonderful. I went there three, four times. Before he went, make the temple,
last
I went.
Time, 2 years.
And when he is just went there to thinking about planning, that time I was also. When he is ground, I was present with him.
Yeah.
And when he is opening, I was also there. Very nice.
You were very sweet, very much like you, God Baba. Thank you, Maharaj.
You accomplished. You worth that much. Otherwise, hit the road. Work hard, you hit the road.
Within a short time, Maharaj built.
In short time? Maharaj might have come 6 years later than me. I appreciate it.
Is it
is all your
and he
your
makes
love.
Somebody feel very home. Yeah. He feels somebody
because
very
of your love. Your blessings, your love. He could achieve whatever.
I just repeat.
Yeah.
I was in Prabhupada a long time.
He loves
little
you brothers, you know. It's all your association.
I go many places. Charmoha is disabled. But Radhanath says, you come here.
Yeah, you're very sweet. Yes, you were just saying.
Wonderful. He said, because you were beauty saying, is in the eye of the beholder. Yeah. If you have a very sweet heart.
You are, Mama. No matter what you say to me, but you are.
I recorded.